Welcome back to In the Kitchen with Bonnie. We are in the kitchen this week at Blanc Burgers with executive chef Josh Inn and the beverage director, David McMullen. David has promised to behave a little better in this segment than he did the last, but we'll just be brave. Okay, so we're in the kitchen and we're getting ready to make one of your signature burgers, the Inside Out Burger. We talked earlier in the show about how to select that piece of meat, and you do have it specially ground. How do you store it? Do you freeze them once you've gotten them into the patties, or are they...
The Inside Out Burgers?
Yes.
No, we assemble them, and then they're ready to go. You just want to keep it in the fridge.
I meant the burger patty itself.
Oh, no, they're never frozen.
They're
fresh.
They're never frozen, and so that does make... I hear it can dry out the meat, or you're not going to get the result.
It can change the texture of the meat between the freezing and the thawing.
So let's remember that. If you're going to make burgers, just get the meat fresh that day or just the day before. Okay, so to make the Inside Out Burger, and your Inside Out Burger has gorgonzola. Is it gorgonzola that we put in the middle of that?
Yeah, you want a nice creamy... creamy blue cheese. I find that something like a Maytag blue cheese or artisanal or a French blue cheese, a lot of times they're aged. They don't work as well because they don't melt nice and creamy.
Okay, so for those of us who can't do a blue cheese, what substitute would you suggest?
We've done lots of fun things. We did one time a lamb inside out where we had ground lamb and we stuffed it with feta.
Ooh, that would be a great mix.
That didn't melt quite as good, but it was a good burger.
You had the flavors, but if you were using your hamburger, what else could you put in besides blue cheese?
We did one with fresh goat cheese, which is really gooey, so you have to beware. I think something like
messy foods taste good though.
Something like brie works awesome.
Oh wow, that
because
was
it
fabulous.
It melts awesome. It's got good flavor. Anything that has a good melting quality but still has a good flavor is perfect.
So we put down, what was it, 4 ounces first?
Yeah, we have, all of our burgers are 8 ounces. So what we do for the Inside Out is instead of starting with an 8 ounce patty, we'll start with 2 4-ounce.
Yes.
We'll set the first one down.
Yes.
And then we'll cram as much blue cheese as we can get in there.
And if you want to see exactly how much blue cheese Chef Josh can put in there, please visit the website at inthekitchenwithbonnie.com because this was serious. Stuffing of cheese. Okay,
exactly.
And then once you've put that in the center as much as you can,
then we'll put the other patty on the top.
Mm-hmm.
And then really the key is just getting a nice sealed edge where you just, you know, it's like I said, I think when we were in the kitchen, it's like a good marriage, you know, the two become one.
Yes.
And
so
then,
we sat there pressing the outside of the burgers together so that while it was cooking on the grill, it couldn't escape. There's nowhere to run and hide
at
Blanc Burgers. All right, so now we're going to go and cook it. What would you, outside on the grill, but if not, inside's okay. What temperature are we looking for to cook the hamburger?
I would say the most important thing if you're cooking indoors is just try to have a nice heavy-duty pan. Cast iron.
Cast iron
skillet that grandma gave you is perfect.
Mm-hmm.
If not, just a heavy bottom pan, medium to medium-high heat.
Okay.
If the burger is really thick, you're going to want to be more medium. The thinner the patty, you want to do medium high because the idea is to get a nice crust on the outside.
And we put salt and pepper on it after we had stuffed it, and you use kosher salt and
ground pepper.
Fresh ground pepper.
You can use sea salt, any kind of salt that you like.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so then on it went to the grill there at Blanc Burgers. And let me tell you, it was hot in the kitchen. Okay. What so many people do is they play with their food once they put the meat on the grill. And I've been told, do not press down on it. Just let it cook. About how long is it going to take before we want to turn it over?
Well, we like to make really pretty fancy grill marks.
Mm-hmm.
So what we'll do is we'll put it down. And then after, you know, 2 to 3 minutes, we'll turn it the 90 degrees so you get the crosshatch. I'd say we're probably, for the inside out, we're looking for 4 to 5 minutes per side. And then flip it over and do the same thing.
If you're into the grill mark, so about halfway through, turn it at a 90 degree angle. And it was just beautiful. And I know we want the meat to rest a bit before we actually serve it.
Yeah, to me, this burger is best medium. You can also cook it medium rare. You just want your fire a little hotter so you get that nice crust on the outside.
Okay.
Let it rest for a minute. And the cool thing about this burger is as it cooks, the juices from the meat go into the middle and kind of mix with the cheese. And it creates this almost a blue cheese sauce, which I think is the cool thing about the burger. Instead of just melting it on the top, it creates this sauce in the middle.
So that was extraordinary. Now we're going to talk about fries because you almost can't have one without the other. And I've heard this before, that you really need to cook your French fry twice.
Mm-hmm.
And what kind of potato do you recommend for French fries?
Definitely Idaho russet potatoes.
Okay. And you're looking for smooth skin, no eyes, just what a good fresh potato.
Mm-hmm.
And do you leave the skins on?
Yes,
you?
Definitely.
Okay.
You got to get your vitamins.
There you go.
Yeah.
And so, see, it's actually, no, people don't think of getting nutrition when they eat French fries, but leave the skins on and you'll feel slightly less guilty. Okay, scrub them up. And then you cut them into long strips. How would you do that by hand?
Well, I suppose you could cut them by hand. We have a French fry cutter that cuts it into quarter inch strips. You could cut it by hand, just using a knife, cutting it into like a julienne type strip.
Right. So we're looking for a julienne cut. However,
actually, the proper term would be a baton. A julienne would be an eighth of an inch.
And this is a little bit bigger than that.
Yeah, it's a quarter.
Yes. Okay.
And then the key that I found is you don't want to have too much starch. So after they're cut, you're going to want to rinse them off in the sink, get some of the excess starch off. And then what we like to do is pack it in a brine with some salt water.
Oh, yeah.
And we let it hang out in the cooler overnight, which kind of seasons it almost through the inside out. And then we'll cook it the next morning.
So if we were doing this dish at home, we would scrub them, slice them, rinse them, and let them soak overnight in some salt water.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now it's the next day, and
you get up in the morning, make some coffee.
Okay, well, after that.
How about beer?
David said he'd behave. He obviously is not a man of his
word.
Do
a coffee stout.
There you go.
Okay. So, like you said,
you dry them off after they've soaked.
Yeah, you can a little bit. Rinse them off in the colander, shake off the excess water. You can pat them dry, sure.
Okay.
So, frying twice, the key is temperature. Your first frying is what would be called the blanching, where you're cooking the potato, but you're not browning it. So, you'll blanch at about 325 degrees.
Okay.
You're going to want to have a candy thermometer or something.
And that's like peanut oil or some oil with no flavor.
Peanut oil is the best.
It's the best. Okay.
Or vegetable oil works great too.
Mm-hmm.
325 for about 4 minutes or so, and you're gonna take it out. They're gonna be cooked through, but no color. And then you'll take them out.
That's what you're looking for. And then they can stay that way for a while until you're ready to actually cook them off.
Yeah, you can take them off, put them onto a pan, let them sit out at room temperature.
Okay.
They're fine.
They're fine.
And then when you're ready to serve them, make sure your oil is 375, and you're just gonna,
it's a little hotter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because the potatoes,
you can use like a big Dutch oven if you don't have one of those commercial fryers.
Yeah, the Dutch oven's perfect. It's just a little trickier to monitor the temperature when you do that. So when you drop your fries in, make sure you're popping your temperature up so your oil will recover.
Right.
So 375, 1 to 2 minutes tops.
So I remember, and you'll see it is quick.
Yeah.
And then pull them out, and that's when you put seasoning on. They're still warm, and we can't divulge the truffle oil or the truffle mixture because it's part of the signature, but you could season with a variety of things at this point besides salt.
Absolutely. And I find that you're not going to want to use a kosher salt. You can, but it has it's larger in size. So if you get like a finer sea salt, it'll melt into the hot fry.
Ah, okay. So. And I've also seen garlic put in there, parsley if you like green. But whatever you're going to season, you should be doing that now while it's still warm, just fresh out of the oven.
Exactly.
And try to keep it away from whoever might be standing around while you're doing that. Okay, then on this particular Inside Out burger, we've got an onion ring on there too. This is just the best burger. So some process for making onion rings. Obviously, you can buy them frozen and then just bake them off. But if you felt courageous, how would you do that?
Well, I would say if you're going to go to all the trouble of having the oil on the stove and it's hot and ready to go.
You've already got it. You've got
it. I would say just bust out an onion and make some onion rings.
Yellow, red.
We use yellow, jumbo yellow onions.
A little sweeter?
Just peel it, yeah.
Okay.
And
thick. They were pretty thick. They were, what, a half an inch?
Probably about a half of an inch. And we just slice them, separate the rings. We use the local beer, Boulevard Pale Ale, to make a beer batter. Very simple. It's all pretty much all beer, some flour and cornstarch, salt and pepper.
There you go.
You dip your onion ring in it and just go right into that, and it'll puff up nice. And
they're gorgeous. It almost looks like a tempura onion ring the way you all do it.
Right.
So you've already got the oil. It's already there. You might as well do the onion rings and get serious. Okay. So then the sauces, and what are the sauces that we put on the Inside Out burger? I mean, obviously your homemade ketchup.
Uh-huh.
I guess you could doctor up ketchup at home if you wanted to, but you're not going to get this. You're not going to get this result.
No.
Okay, so what all did we put on our
burger?
It's
the ketchup, and then we also use a whole grain mustard that we mix at the restaurant. So you have the ketchup and the mustard, and the mustard is nice because
it
cuts
Dijon,
through.
It's a combination of Dijon and whole grain.
Mm-hmm.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
And then what else did we put on this amazing dish?
Well, with the fries and all the sides, when you eat at Blanc, we serve them with the homemade ketchup, and then we have a chipotle aioli, which is chipotle is a smoked jalapeno pepper. We take that and we puree it with you know, make an aioli out of it with some mayo and a lot of other good stuff, some fresh lime and cilantro. And we have that as a dipping sauce as well.
So if you wanted to try to recreate this at home, it would be that combination of chipotle and mayonnaise and some lime juice and
cilantro,
which is such a wonderful fresh taste. And even if you don't like cilantro, which I do, but even if you don't, when it's chopped up in this sauce, it becomes part of the sauce. It doesn't just stand out.
Right.
It adds a layer. What else did we put on the burger? So
It comes with crispy bacon, applewood smoked bacon, the onion ring.
Let's talk about what we did with the bacon. You just bake that in the oven instead of batter, you know, splattering.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, when I make bacon at the house for breakfast, it's so much easier to do it in the oven. You don't get the splatter all over the stove. You know, 15 minutes, 20 minutes in the oven, you got crispy bacon. So
you could put down, even to make it easier, you could put down parchment paper, lay the bacon. This is how I make it at home. And I bake my bacon.
Yeah.
And then you can make enough up so that you have some for your burger or breakfast or your omelet or whatever it is.
Exactly.
But so that's how it's built with the Inside Out burger. We put on onion ring and pickles and
there's the crispy bacon and
the
then
crispy bacon.
We use, for the lettuce, we use hydroponic bib lettuce, which is really nice.
Just amazing. Well, when we come back, we are going to plate this dish, pair it with some beverages. So please stay with us.